Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dude, dog, Luginator,
damage.
It's the Lugauer.
All right, let's go! Tommy Lugauer! Lugie! The Jets didn't win a Super Bowl because Aaron Rodgers was too busy being the vice president of the United States. 877-337-6666. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about an hour or so ago, news broke that RFK Jr. is considering having Aaron Rodgers as his running mate. And Aaron Rodgers, yes, that Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Jets, is considering it. So Aaron Rodgers is mulling over being the vice president of the United States. Now, if you've paid attention to politics over the last 10 years, anything and everything is possible. But this is ridiculous. This is why, all jokes aside, and we will get to them in a few minutes because I got a few of them, but the Jets need to cut ties with Aaron Rodgers. And this is why. Because at any moment, now Aaron Rodgers a couple days ago last week did a podcast that said, yeah, I plan on playing 4 more years. And then a week later, he is considering running for vice president. This guy at any moment can go away and say, you know what? Playing quarterback in the NFL, that's fun. That's cool. It's awesome. A lot of money, a lot of girls. It's great. But then he could go into the darkness or realize, you know what? I want to go back to Fantasia and fly around on flying dogs. At any moment, that can happen. This is why the Jets need to cut ties with Aaron Rodgers. Because, yeah, maybe in some part of his heart, he wants to bring the Jets and all of you out there something you haven't had in many of you in your lifetime, but some of you haven't seen in a long time, and that's a Super Bowl victory. I'm sure there is part of his heart and his brain that wants to do that. But he has other interests. He has many interests, including controlling and spinning his own narrative on Pat McAfee's show on a weekly basis, especially during the football season. Politics, as we've seen, he's considering running for vice president of the United States. And all the other stuff, you know, pharmaceutical things. He is very much locked in on things outside of sports, which many of us are. But guess what? We're not the quarterback of the Jets. And oh, by the way, when he has to be running with RFK Jr. and when he has to do all this stuff, it's during the football season. This isn't calling out sick. This isn't going on sabbatical. This isn't going on, you know, paternity for some of you guys out there or maternity for some of you mothers out there. This is, you're the quarterback of the Jets. You can't be the quarterback via Zoom on Sunday. You have to be there. The guy can't just go, you know what? I'm good right now. Hey, Woody. Hey, he's knocking on his door. Hey, Woody, it's Aaron Rodgers. Yes, I need a couple of weeks, couple months off. I know it's middle of the season. I know we're right in that race. I know we want to win a Super Bowl, but I got to go on the campaign trail. Are you kidding me? This really isn't that shocking. I mean, it's funny and it's there's hard takes you can have with it, but it's just it borders on strong and the absurd at the same exact time. Like, you could look at it, and I've given it to you, the Jets need to cut ties. They need to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. They need to move on. They need to move on from everybody, the entire thing. I mean, free agency so far has been a joke. Everybody knows the free agency period has started, except for Joe Douglas. He should be gone. Robert Saleh, we know, is a defensive coordinator pretending to be a head coach. Nate Hackett is here because he's buddies with Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, who's running this entire thing, although Woody Johnson in theory should be, but Aaron Rodgers is basically controlling this entire circus. This guy wants to run for vice president. He's considering it. You play in the NFL. You are the Jets quarterback. What are we doing here? Now, I am here for, you know, Donald Trump going after Aaron Rodgers. He only won one Super Bowl. He thinks aliens from outer space live in cereal boxes. Terrible Trump impression, but I think the content was there. That I'm here for. That's funny. That's good for the radio. It's great for shtick. But come on. At any minute, this guy could just be like, you know what? I love this politics thing. Jets, sorry, you're screwed. You're stuck with God knows. Zach Wilson! Zach Wilson! Nobody wants to trade. Is there any doubt? Week 7, Zach Wilson's a starting quarterback for the Jets. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. I gave this to you for months now, and I will continue to hammer this home. Aaron Rodgers, the movie, sucked. It lasted 4 plays. It was horrible. Now, we're getting the damn sequel that nobody wants, and it's going to be even worse, because instead of going down with an Achilles injury, he's going to go on the campaign trail. I'm good. You know what? I understand we got a big game coming up against the Bills, or we got a big game coming up against the Dolphins. I can't play football this week because I got to go talk about global warming. What are we doing? Woody Johnson, whoever, if anybody has any sense over there, which is debatable, can you figure out a way to be like, you know what? No, this is no good for us. This is no good for us. We need to cut ties. It's ridiculous. He's old anyway. Who knows if he can even perform at the level he used to, at MVP level, Super Bowl winning quarterback. But the guy, his focuses are clearly outside of football. And look, long in the tooth, thinking about life after football, all good. But it's not like he's sitting there writing a book. There's a big difference between, maybe I'll dip my toe a little bit in the media. Maybe I will, you know, write a book, like I said. Maybe I'll take up acting classes. Maybe I'll go hiking. That's a little different than being the vice president. Now, history on my side here, RFK Jr. has no shot. But you never know. I would not say there's anything, nothing is for certain anymore with politics. Whatever side you're on. So it's unlikely that he's going to be the vice president, although can you imagine? Yeah, the Jets are in the Super Bowl, but listen, I got some stuff at the White House I got to take care of. So Tyrod Taylor, you're up, kid. Like, come on. But all jokes aside, like his focus, his thoughts, his ideas, his mental capacity is on other stuff. And by the way, he has a right as an American to feel that way. But as an employee of the Jets, as an employee of really the Jets, I was going to say the NFL, but really the Jets, he is an employee of them. This can't be allowed or tolerated. And I'm sure, I would bet anything, the Jets had no idea. I mean, is there any doubt that they have? They got Woody Johnson basically went to Twitter now to, you know, tweet out another uniform idea for the Jets this year and went, what? You know, Tiki and Saquon Barkley are going after each other. The Rangers won again. The Mets haven't signed anybody. And my starting quarterback wants to be the vice president.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's probably what's going on right now. Or maybe he turned on the radio and heard me screaming about it. That's what's happening right now. Can somebody, anybody, Bueller, anybody, have some sense over there in Jetsland and go, you know what? This circus has got to end because it's just going to end poorly. Aaron Rodgers, 4 plays. Thanks for the memories. What more do you need? This guy at any moment, if he's legally allowed to, and I know Tiki's checking in on this, which we got to figure that one out. But if this guy is allowed to, what's going to stop him middle of the year or October, whenever, going, I love football. I know we got a big game, but I got to go speak about whatever topic that's out there that you guys fight about all the time that will never have a solution. So what more can he do? This is so ridiculous and absurd, even for the Jets, even for Aaron Rodgers. This is up there. This is one of those things where I saw a break online. We were doing Evan and Tiki, and I just went over to Marash, and I said, he goes, is this true? I go, looks true to me. I mean, I know there's like fake reports out there all the time, but I'm like, looks good to me. Checks out. And obviously we said it to Evan, and you could just see Evan's always got the wheels turning, but this time it was like really the wheels were turning. And he's sitting there thinking to himself, because as you know, he's a political geek, he's a sports geek, and it's the battle of the two things besides his family that he loves the most, and scoring games, the two things he loves the most, which is politics and sports. And now this is what Aaron Rodgers is doing. You put a line in the sand for Evan. He's got to pick between his country and the Jets. He doesn't want to make that decision. He doesn't. He called his dopey cat Freedom. Basically sprinkled her ashes at Gettysburg. Not joking. That's a true story. And the line is in the sand, and you, Aaron Rodgers, are making Evan choose between his beloved country and the Jets. That's not right. That is not right. And by the way, Evan and Tiki tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Join us as Evan copes with this, because you're going to see coping like you've never seen in your entire life. He's going to have, we got to trade for this guy. We got to get this guy. Aaron can go on a paternity leave here, sabbatical, basically a sick day. How many sick days is Aaron Rodgers? How many sick days are the Jets allowed? Because he's going to take all of them. They'll be the vice president of the United States. All the coping and all the trying to justify this situation. And I get it. And no pun intended here. Politics make strange bedfellows. You got in bed with this guy. You gave him the keys to the franchise because you are desperate. You are completely desperate. You are 40-year-old male or woman will make it. And you're single and you're on the dating site. And you're just like, I need something. All right? Anything. Okay? Yeah. We've all been on dating sites. I'm joking. Okay? Yeah. Paulie's pointing to himself. But the Tinder account, I always say this. The meter's always running on Match.com. But the Jets are in a situation as a franchise that they needed a quarterback badly. And Aaron Rodgers, who's a master manipulator, who is a guy that saw a situation where a franchise was desperate. He saw a fan base that was desperate. And he's taking advantage of you, all of you, of the Jets, of you, all of you. Because he cares more about this stuff, which, by the way, is probably more important than sports, obviously. But not when you're the quarterback of the Jets. You want to go be the vice president? That's fine. Retire. Leave the Jets. You're trying to do both? You're trying to do both? You can't do both. I mean, you just can't. You can't be the vice president. Like I said, you can't play football via Zoom. So you have to be there. You have to be at practice. As great as Aaron Rodgers is, he needs to be there to be the quarterback, not the vice president of the United States. Somebody in Florham Park, somebody in Jetsland, figure it out. Wake up, realize that we got to get out of bed with this guy. We got to get rid of him. We got a clean house. We got to get a quarterback in here. We have good young talent, and this circus, this sideshow, this freak show needs to end. Okay, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Paulie Rosenberg on the other side of the glass. Keith McPherson, the very zen-like Keith McPherson, coming your way next. Here at 7 o'clock, Evan and Tiki, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And then, of course, I am back with the Lugauer tomorrow at 6:30. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the Knicks. Enjoy all the games. We will recap it all tomorrow right here on The Fan. Enjoy the night. Talk to you later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.